This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:43 on a Friday morning. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. He is Abraham Abe Gordon. And it's January. Happy New Year. January 2nd. And you know what? Let me give you a way to win a prize in this new year.
Just a belated Christmas gift, that's all.
Yeah, sure. Okay. One way to look at it. You want a boat? You want to go to the boat show? Call us right now at 404-726-0929 to get a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Georgia World Congress Center from January 8th through 11th. These tickets are provided by the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. You'll automatically qualify for the January 8th Cornhole Tournament for a chance to win tickets to the big game on January 9th. To purchase these tickets, go to AtlantaBoatShow.com, or if you want a chance to win right now, call 404-726-0929. Be caller number, let's see, six. Call number six. How about that? How about that? We'll do call number six. All right. While Garrett's filling your calls, you guys are calling in. Abe, let's talk about Falcons Saints one more time. We just talked to Arch. He talked about the rivalry that it is. Where would you rank this rivalry in NFL? Now, look, take your Falcon. I don't even know if I'd call you a fan at times, but take your Falcon.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where your fandom lies sometimes with the Falcons.
What's wrong with you?
Where do you rank it? Take your fandom aside. I kid, obviously, but take your fandom out of it. And where do you think this ranks in the rivalries? Because everything in the NFC East is a rivalry, right? It feels like Washington-Dallas, Washington-Philly, New York-Washington, Philly-New York, Philly-Dallas. Like, all those seem to be rivalries in some way. The Steelers and the Browns, the Steelers and the Ravens, Ravens and the Browns to an extent. But this one to me is up there. I absolutely feel like it's up there. And I think it's top 10 easily. I think it's top five.
So what I think the question that you have to answer first is what holds it back from being viewed differently? Is it the history of these two teams? Is it how often this rivalry game is meaningful to playoffs?
I think it's both. You said the same thing in different ways. Had these two teams historically been better through the entirety of the 60 and then soon to be 60 and 59 years or in the league or whatever?
Right.
I would tell you that it would probably mean it would be considered to mean more.
I mean, look, just without
also they're not heritage teams.
Without going year by year, the Falcons within the NFL have been largely irrelevant 80% of their seasons. Right. I'm not going year by year. But I mean,
I would say it's fair, yes.
And in the years in which they were relevant, were the Saints relevant? They weren't, neither of these teams have been relevant year by year, just consistently for 50 years.
Well, and you go about some of the great matchups. One of them was when we played the Saints in a playoff game in New Orleans, remember?
Yes.
And then you had the Vic Aaron Brooks matchups when Bobby was here playing his old team in the Saints. Those were kind of magical is kind of probably maybe an overuse of a word, but you could so there. But then the Matt Ryan, Drew Brees era.
Yes.
It was absolutely which
you
really
probably have
started,
a 6-year stretch there where 12 games
I would say
meant something.
I would say more. Maybe
it was more.
I would say starting in, well, remember Katrina changed the matchup where it felt like the Saints kind of grabbed a hold of a little bit, and you lead that. I think that's like 43-42 or something like that. It's that the Falcons own one more game in this rivalry than the Saints. But Yeah, from Matt Ryan's rookie year on, this matchup, and it just felt like it meant more.
Yeah, it did. And because both teams are relevant, pushing for playoff spots and making those arguments, I just think there were too many years where they weren't. And I think on a given year, you look at dynasties or legacies, and some of those other rivalries have that. I'll be honest. Like, when I lived in Cleveland, the Cleveland and the Steeler was a big deal. But you kind of look at it from here, and it's like, I don't know. Like, how much does this game really matter? Black and blue division, all that nonsense. That's not a great rivalry from a national perspective. And I think what you're looking for is from the national perspective. The other aspect, I think, that probably hurts the Falcons-Saints and helps some of those NFC East rivalries that you talked about, how often are they nationally televised? How often do people actually see this rivalry?
No, I think that's a solid point, and that's part of the reasons, like Arch said, it gets overlooked. Because Arch brought it up, he thought this is an overlooked rivalry in the NFL. I think that's part of it. It's it has, and we did have an era where this was this thing decided the South. It decided the NFC South, and it's not meant as much the last couple of years in that aspect. But
well, let's talk about what Sunday specifically decides, and I don't mean standings. And
the division.
Yes, to an extent, possibly the division, all that stuff. For the Saints, have you seen enough win or lose Sunday from Tyler Shuck that he's QB1 next year, and they're not attacking a quarterback in the draft?
Yes.
I think I have.
I do, and it's for multiple reasons. Remember, this isn't a guy that Kellen Moore was hamstrung with. This is a guy that he clearly had influence on coming to New Orleans that they took in the second round that he wanted, right? And look, Tyler Shuck is he's 5-3 in his 8 starts.
And most of those games, I would say, were surprise wins.
Well, let's look at it. His first start was a loss to the Rams, a win in Carolina, a loss to us in New Orleans. He lost to Miami, and then a win over Tampa in Tampa.
That's a surprise.
Yep, another win over Carolina. So I would say 3 surprises.
Yeah,
and then they beat the Jets and had to come from behind to beat the Titans.
Well, the Jets are a good team. I mean, they took it to Atlanta, so.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we've gotten along for
Miami
2 hours.
Miami too.
In 50 minutes. Are we going to do this now?
So what's at stake here for Atlanta? You and I both agree the result of Week 18 is not the determining factor on the future of Terry, Raheem, whatever.
I heard Carl and Mike were talking about something similar the other day. And Carl's like, I don't believe in momentum to finish a season. But
Randy told me that he doesn't believe it carries over either, year to year.
I see truth in that, and I hear it. But I do believe that winning games for players is important. And seeing what you put in, and building, you know, that confidence as you hitting the off season on a solid note, and being, you know, not feeling. Everybody talks about, well, I like it when I have a bad taste in my mouth. It gives me to be motivated. Well, not everybody works that way, especially the younger generations. They want to see the fruit of their of their work, right, pay off. They want to see the benefit of hard work. And so seeing that and using that as a tool, and I think it's also important to learn how to win games. And there's a lot of young players on this team.
I do think learning how to win games is important from the player perspective. I don't think it's a reason to save a coach's job. And for me, the one—
Two different conversations.
I agree. The one thing that I think you're asking yourself, and let's just for now say they beat the Saints, they end the season 4-0, right? Are four games enough to override where we were through 14 weeks? And I think that's the discussion and the decision that has to be had.
It's not— – I'll say this, and then I want to ask you one real quick question, and then we'll get to Life's Quit. It's never about this 4 weeks compared to the other 14. You have— – if you're an owner or if you're a decision maker on an NFL team, it's a totality. Because it's not like you're playing— – it's not like you played an NFL schedule the first 14 weeks and played the MAC the last four, okay? It's a totality and how— – and all of the things in there go in. What do the Falcons do to win this game, though, on Sunday? Like, what is their X— – if you had to say an X factor.
I think they affect Tyler Shuck, who doesn't have a security blanket in Chris Olave. And I think him dealing with the blood clot, while it's unfortunate for him, at this point in the season does work out in the favor of the Atlanta Falcons. They just got after Matt Stafford, who was having an MVP level of season – and impacted him with pressure and the secondary. I think you can do that against Tyler Shuck as well, especially when he's down a receiver.
Yeah, I would just say control the ball. Just do what you do, grind it out and control the ball and come out of there with a win. All right, let's hit Life's Quit. All right, real quick, anybody can answer this. Even you, Garrett, that means anybody because you're part of this. Do you know who Liam McCullough is?
Yeah.
Tell me who he is.
The Falcons long snapper?
That's right. Falcons long snapper since they got rid of Josh Harris. Tweeted yesterday. Now, one of the things you get to know about when you're on the team is you're around people and you know conversations. And I knew that he and his wife during the year were pregnant and that they were going to have a kid during the season. I also knew they had the kid and that there was special circumstances with this child. Yesterday, he replied to a tweet about someone talking about how you're miserable if you have kids. I'm going a little bit dad mode on you. And about how all our friends that have kids are miserable. And he replied with what I thought was an insight of what NFL players go through during a season. He replied to this and says, "My daughter is 7 weeks old. She had life-saving surgery day one of life. I spent 2 weeks standing over her bassinet in the NICU, and that's the newborn intensive care unit, crying in the middle of the night asking God why it's happening to my daughter and begging for the strength to preserve while working 7 days a week in the middle of an NFL season. Wife and I haven't slept more than 4 hours a night since November. Last night while holding her at 2 a.m., she briefly stopped screaming and made eye contact with me and smiled for the first time. No amount of success, money, fame, worldly reward has even sniffed the amount of purpose and fulfillment that single moment brought me." Now, if you have kids, which I know you guys don't, but Garrett, I think, and maybe even you, Abe, will want that at one point in your time. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth or take them out. It is special when your child smiles at you. It's different, man. It's a weird moment. It's to explain, but it's really heartwarming and special, and it is fulfilling very much. I can't imagine what he's going through. I have an 8-month-old who's healthy, to my knowledge, and we haven't found anything, but to have to go through all the things he has. And by the way, we've been on the road 6 of the last 9 weeks in this NFL season, and a lot of that was since the birth of his child. What a cool moment for him to go through that. What a rough stretch and what a hard thing to deal with. But I appreciate Liam McCullough putting that out there because it's cool to know that we're all going through something, including these guys. So when those guys maybe have moments where they just whiff, I know they're paid a lot of money, and I know we expect a lot of them, but just remember, they're human too, and they're dealing with stuff too. And I appreciate Liam McCullough sharing that with us. Hey, I appreciate you, man, for filling in with me today. I had a lot of fun. I don't think people think you and I can coexist, but we actually have fun together when we do shows.
We do. We absolutely
do. So thank you to you, and thank you to Garrett for filling in. We will talk to you Monday, hopefully after a Falcons win, but If not, we'll talk. You know, either way, we'll talk to you Monday morning at 6 a.m. And until then, Atlanta, you can
stay cool. Atlanta, something like that. I don't. Is that how it goes?
That works, my friend. Thank you, Abe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.